Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. If you are a new friend coming to hang out, welcome, and I'm so glad you stopped by. If you're a returning listener, I appreciate the heck out of you. This week has been very up and down. I don't know. I feel like I'm just up and down, left and right, just back and forth, constantly just like in this weird thing, kind of the same thing as last week, but like life feels overwhelming, but at the same time it's like it's okay, because really, like, when I narrow down the things that I have control over, I got this. But there's just so many like other factors that kind of like come into play that just make me so motherfucking stressed out. I'm just like, oh my god, I just feel like there's this like boulder hanging above me, like huge ass boulder hanging above me by fucking like floss, like it's just like, and I'm just waiting for it to break and to just crash onto me. Last week I did mention that I was still making merch, and you guys, it is finally done. It is done, it is live. I accidentally launched the campaign like 2 days ago. I didn't mean to. I didn't know that that's what I was doing, and I was like, you know, whatever, it's fine, I'll just launch it, I'll catch up on promoting it and things like that. But it is live. So if you go to my TikTok or my Instagram and you click the Linktree link, I will also include it in these show notes. That will take you to everything that I got going on. But go check out the merch. I told you I wanted to create something that I loved, and I reached out to someone that I went to college with, because everything that I was creating just looked dumb. Like, it was there, but I'm really not that good at like graphic design and things like that. And I couldn't just get that little like finesse on it. So then I worked together with a friend, and it is, I don't know, I'm obsessed with it. I'm so excited. So go check it out. The Linktree link in my Instagram and TikTok bio, and also in the show notes of this episode. Today's episode is about, it's kind of like something that I've realized lately. And it's like a lot of like self-reflection, and I'm just going to share it with you all, because, you know, that's what we do here over on the Yellow Pod, is I realize things about myself and I'm like, I wonder if anyone else needs to kind of hear this or talk it out amongst themselves while I talk it out for you to all listen. And the topic is loving yourself. And I know that is something that like everyone preaches. They're like, oh, self-love, da 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 da. But I want to talk about it in like a different way. It's more of like a, I don't really know how to explain it. Just, we got this. We're going to go on a little like chit chat, and maybe it'll offer some space for you all to do some self-reflection. I don't know. You all know the saying that is like, you can't love other people until you fully love yourself, or like you can never fully love another person until you love yourself. We're kind of in that realm. That's like immediately the thing that I think of. But more so, I will never believe what other people tell me about myself. Like when they give me compliments, or when they try to like lift me up, or like they say nice things to me, it's great to hear, but I will never fully believe it. And I will always need that reassurance until I love myself. And I think it was like sometime last week or like the week before, a couple people had said something nice to me because I was working my ass off at work, and I was like, oh yeah, it's no big deal. Like, I'm just doing my thing. And they're like, no, like, thank you. Like, you're killing it. You're crushing it. Like, good job. Like, take a second and acknowledge like the hard work you're doing. And I was like, oh no, like, wouldn't anyone do this? This is like our job. And then I like went home later, and I like had a whole freaking meltdown, and I was like, I'm just like, so like, I just feel like I'm like not doing anything, and I don't know what my worth is. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I feel like I'm worthless essentially, because I'm just kind of like taking up space, and I don't know what is going on, and I don't know what I bring to the world. And then I started thinking about like all my relationships, whether that be like platonic or romantic. I'm like, am I showing up enough? Like, am I doing enough for these people? Am I enough? Like, am I worthy of being in their life and having a relationship with them? And it's like, I know that I love with my whole heart, but sometimes I just worry that it's like not enough or like I'm not enough. And then I got thinking, I was like, Adri, just like, bro, really listen to what that person said. Like, give yourself, take time to give yourself credit. But I'm thinking of the word credit, like give myself some credit, as the word love, because I don't give myself any love. I've said it on here before. I am my number one bully, and I'm the first person to just shit on myself and tear myself down. And if I could open up my brain and like let people into my actual thoughts, it's very sad, unfortunately. And I hate to admit that, because it's like I come off so lovey and so happy, and I am to everyone else except myself, and it sucks. And then I'm hoping that other people will love me and love me so hard, so then I start loving myself. But that's not how it works, because people love on me all the time and I still feel so sad and I'm not loving myself. It's kind of like taking a glass and there's no bottom to the glass and like pouring water into it, and it just comes straight out. Like it literally just goes in and straight out. Like there's nothing at the bottom able to hold in that liquid. Like with me, there's nothing to like hold in the love that people are giving me, because I don't have love for myself. Their compliments and things come into my brain and into myself, and then my brain is like, nah, dude, wrong. Fuck that. You're a piece of shit. Like, it's exhausting, honestly. It's freaking exhausting. So my challenge to myself lately, and this is in like the past 2 days, I haven't really like been actively like trying to do this, but I really, really want to, is to try to see myself the way that other people do. Because the way other people describe myself to me, it sounds incredible, but I can't see it and I don't believe it, and I really want to see it, so then I'm not exhausted with my brain and just being sad and just constantly just being down on myself. Like, I want to see myself the way that other people see me. Like, my favorite thing to ask people is like, oh, what was like your first impression of me? And some people are like, oh my God, you were so intimidating. Like, I was terrified of you. You seem so cool. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm a goofy goober. So, and then other people are like, you just seem like so down to earth and things like that. And it's so nice and refreshing to hear those things. Like, I am a words of affirmation little bitch. Like, I love words of affirmation. And lately I've just noticed, like, I love words of affirmation because I'm trying to convince myself of what other people are telling me. I need those nice comments. I need to hear them every day, because I don't tell them to myself. I am constantly shitting on myself, and that has to change. I can't keep banking on other people to love me. I need to love myself. I've never admitted this to anyone. Just kidding. I told Madison this, but I'm admitting it now on the podcast. So welcome to my brain. When I meet new people and I make new friends, I've realized I do this thing where I like self-isolate, or kind of like, I don't know, stop hanging out with them. Like, I love making friends, and I like, I need friends. I don't really have a lot of friends here yet, and I've lived here for 2 freaking years, but I will like self-isolate and convince myself that they don't like me. So then I distance myself from them, and then we stop kind of like being friends. Like, we just kind of like grow apart. And I think that's because I don't like myself so much that I don't want someone getting close to me to then see the parts of me that I don't like. Like, let that sink in. That's how much I dislike myself. I can't believe I'm telling you all this on the podcast right now. And I'm not saying any of this. This whole episode is not so you all can be like, oh my God, Adri, we love you. Please do not do that. This is not the point of that. This is me being vulnerable and open and sharing with you all. So, I don't know, maybe someone else is going through the same thing, or maybe you have advice on how I can learn to love myself and like not think that I'm like the shittiest person to walk this earth. And now, coming from like a psychology standpoint, I'm like trying to figure out why my thought process is this way. Like, what happened along the lines? Because I used to not be like this. I didn't give a fuck. I was friends with everyone. I knew I was great, and I don't know where it changed. And that's also something that I'm going to figure out in my handy dandy little journal. And it's more so just because I want to kind of counteract whatever happened to make me think this. Like, what happened? And I know I've been this way for a while, but I know I wasn't always this way. Like, I know I wasn't always this way. And I'm just exhausted from not liking myself. Imagine living, like, in your brain, and your brain is constantly like, you suck, you suck, you suck, you suck. Every single thing I do, my brain is like, ha ha ha, you suck. That was stupid. Like, you're an idiot. Like, it's so exhausting. If there's anyone listening to this right now and you think the same thing about yourself, stop it. Take that thought out of your brain. Put a new thought in there. Put a positive thought in there. Give yourself some credit. Give yourself some love. Because at the end of the day, what if for whatever reason you got stranded on like a deserted island or something? You would be there with yourself. And what are you going to do with yourself? Are you going to shit talk yourself the whole time? That's exhausting. You probably wouldn't last on the island. If you loved yourself, you would like, I don't know, just chill. You'd be happy in your own company. And you would be like, oh man, this is pretty nice. I get to just hang out with myself and love myself. I don't know. Just take those negative thoughts and try to combat them with something positive and something that you maybe just start telling yourself what other people are telling you until you start believing it. It's like that saying, like, fake it till you make it. Like, just start telling yourself the things that other people are telling you until you start believing it. Or Madison had me do this, which I haven't even fully done it yet. I just got the picture out of like my little like storage bin, whatever, that lives under our bed. There's this thing you can do. I think she saw it on TikTok or something. And it's for people. I mean, really anyone can do it, but people who are really bad at like talking down on themselves, take a baby picture of yourself, find whatever baby picture you want, hang it up on your mirror. And like when you're thinking of those negative things, try to say it to that picture, because you wouldn't say, you're not going to say those things to a little kid. Like, you're not going to say them to the little version of you. You're going to give the little version of you as much love as possible to help them grow. And then once you're not able to say these negative things to your baby picture, you then need to have some affirmations written down and posted next to it. And you need to look yourself in the eyes in the mirror. You are looking at present you, and you are saying those affirmations. You are saying those things to help build you up, to help grow you, to help pour love back into yourself. As much as you're pouring love out to other people, make sure you're pouring it back into yourself. And I mean, you are pouring it back into yourself. We can't keep banking on other people to try to fill our cup up with love if our own self isn't even full of love for ourselves. Like, it doesn't work. It does not work. And I'm realizing that. And it's got to change. I can't keep doing this. That's all for today's episode. If you are a new listener and you got this far, thank you so much for hanging out. I appreciate that you stopped by to check out the podcast. If you're a returning listener, I appreciate the heck out of you. Don't forget, I am always taking write-in submissions on my Instagram or email. I prefer it in my email inbox. There are directions included in the show notes on how to send me an email of a write-in submission. And these write-ins can literally be anything, any situation, any scenario. If you have a question, nothing's off the table. If you have life advice to offer people, send it over. Don't forget to check out the merch. I'm very proud of it. And I thought I had one more thing, but I'm not sure. I figured it out. I knew what it was. And don't forget, there is the option to subscribe, so then you get bonus content. Bonus content comes out every single Monday, so you get your regular Wednesday episode, and then you also get exclusive Monday content. So don't forget, merch, write-in submissions, and subscription-based content. I'm so jazzed that you are all here with me today, and as your host of this podcast, I am Adri P, and I will see you all on Monday or next week. Later, skaters.